Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host, and we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We have a really terrific show for you, and I just wanted to say off the top that we have Paul Martin from revolutionradio.org, and we're going to be talking about some strange goings-on in northern Colorado. And we'll revisit some of the old things that have happened there, too, and talk about why this is such a hotbed of subversive activity that is not your friend or my friend or the friend of our government. And we're going to expose this here on the Common Sense Show. But before we join Paul, I just wanted to let you know we're brought to you by two terrific sponsors. One of them is what we call preparewithdave.com. It's the best storable food out there in the world. There's a 70% off sale. That's one reason to get this. Number two, all hell's breaking loose right now, and you cannot depend that your just-in-time deliveries are going to get you through. And when, by the way, just-in-time deliveries stop, your stores are emptied the same day. Hurricane Harvey showed that. And the next thing that you need to be concerned about is, do you really want to entrust your fate of your family to the government? I didn't think so. It depends who's running the government at a crisis point, too, doesn't it? So you need 6 months to 2 years. The low end is 6 months. The high end is 2 years, and most of you have nothing. We can get you started in 2 and 4 week packets as you build towards those goals. 70% off sale, 25-year shelf life, restaurant quality. Go to preparewithdave.com. Secondly, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. They also sponsor this program, and we really appreciate Noble Gold. Why? Because as we approach the $22 trillion, we didn't approach it, we just busted it. Our currency is going to hyperinflate at some time. It's unavoidable. We're borrowing from the future to keep it from happening now. But the future is arriving very, very quickly. And Noble Gold can take most of your cash. They recommend you keep emergency funds, monthly spending, and so forth. But they'll take your cash and they'll convert it into precious metals. It'll hold its value over time. So when everyone else is crying they can't get their money out of the bank, you'll be solvent. Secondly, they'll protect your pension. You heard about the dead men walking pensions? Yeah, they're all going to be underwater by 2030. Well, you don't have to worry about that with Noble Gold. They'll back it up with gold-backed Roth IRA. It's fantastic. The gains have been nothing short of stunning. How do you find out more about Noble Gold? I mean, they'll consult with you. First of all, you should tell them that you're calling, that you heard this here on the Common Sense Show. That'll get you the royal treatment. Secondly, you give them a call at their phone number. And they'll do a no-obligation question-and-answer session, no pressure whatsoever, and they'll let you know, hey, this is right for you or not yet. The number, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. On to Paul Martin. Paul, welcome to the show, take two. And before we came on air, Paul, as you know, and I want to relate this, we had it revealed to us inadvertently by our friend Paul Preston over at the New California Movement, where he's the president, that you and I were infiltrated. And one was a CPA and the other was a webmaster. And they one guy destroyed my website, and another guy is a deep state operator working against the interests of the New California Movement. Paul, without going into names at this point, because we're going to go legal, at least I'm going to go legal with this, what do you have to say about this?
Well, I'm just shocked, Dave, shocked. I mean, I don't doubt that they would try to infiltrate us, but who it was amazing.
Yeah, it's... Part of me goes, whoa, I was important enough to infiltrate and do this huge damage to? It's one thing, that's kind of an ego response. And the other response is, wow, this is scary. We've really drawn the wrong attention. If we ever get a Democrat running the presidency, you and I will be taking up residence in your local FEMA camp, I'm sure. But we're going to be having more on this, and as I move towards some type of legal resolution with one of the issues involved related to this infiltration, we are going to be publishing that here on the Common Sense Show and also on our website. Well, Paul, we've got a lot going on. Your area has been an area of extreme controversy. And I mean extreme controversy in northern Colorado, southern Wyoming, where you live near La Porte. You have told me about the fact that there were troops that moved to guard a CDC facility where they have stockpiled biological weapons. Am I summing that up correctly?
Well, what we had is a lot of vehicles moved through La Porte that wound up at the CDC area. And there's the Humvees and these very strange, brand new, very long trailers. And the windows were in the front half of the trailer. And we had never seen these before. Like I said, these were brand new vehicles. And, you know, there's no telling what they were for. But it was eerie that they wound up at the CDC. And they stayed there for the better part of a day, and then they wound up at down the road at the National Guard Armory Center, where there just happened to be a whole lot of black shiny Humvees and black shiny suburban vehicles. And my friend followed them down there, and he said, by the time that the military got all their vehicles in there, he said, you couldn't have stuck another car in there. And they stayed there for a couple of hours, and then they left and went through Fort Collins and went down Highway 14 heading east. And from there, we lost them. We don't know where they landed. But the whole thing was bizarre.
And how many vehicles?
I think there was 14 of those new trailers, if memory serves me correctly, and some Humvees with and also pulling some generators. So I think it was like 20 vehicles. We've never seen these before. I mean, we see a lot of military equipment going up, you know, down, up and down I-25, but we've never seen these kind of trailers ever before.
Well, Paul, I guess where I want to go with this next is the facility. The facility that these people and vehicles ended up in, it's a CDC facility. Am I correct on this?
Oh, yeah. It's a level 3. It's not a level 4, but it's a level 3 facility.
So, in other words, they have biological or chemical agents or both there that can do serious damage.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time damage.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying at this facility, the troops and the vehicles piled up to where you couldn't fit one more person or vehicle on the property?
The military vehicles wound up there at the CDC for a few hours, and then they all went down to the National Guard Armory where the black Humvees and black Suburbans left. They were there for a couple of hours, then they headed off across Fort Collins and on Highway 14 and headed east. Not the Humvees and Suburbans, just the military trailers and the Humvees. But the whole thing was bizarre.
Do you make anything of the fact that this is a CDC facility, that the bio-releases could kill untold number of people?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I know. I know a gentleman that was the head of security there for quite a few years.
What did he say?
I haven't talked to him since this. I've been trying to get... I've left a couple of messages for him. Yeah, they got enough stuff in there just pretty much wiped out the United States.
Do you think this was a protective move to guard against some kind of incursion or seizure?
I don't have any idea, and I won't until I get to talk to this guy that worked there before, but it really makes you worry a little bit what they were doing there, even there in the first place.
Yeah. Well, Paul, I'm really concerned because if they felt they had to send a large military presence like this to a CDC facility, they obviously felt the facility was in jeopardy or danger. And what I'm wondering is, were they preparing for some kind of domestic insurgency, a terrorist attack, MS-13, ISIS, whatever, and they were going to seize these stockpiles and release them upon the American people? That's where my mind goes in this. Where does your mind go?
About the same place. And I don't know if they left some troops there or what, but just the fact that they landed at that facility is bizarre.
And where did they go after they left?
They went down the road to the National Guard Armory, where the black Humvees and the black Suburbans were. And we've never seen black Humvees out here before.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took off across Fort Collins and got on Highway 14, headed east, and don't know where they landed.
Where is Highway 14 headed east? What are we talking about?
Well, it leaves Larimer County and heads into Weld County and goes a pretty long way. You can go all the way to Sterling.
Head in the direction of Greeley, roughly, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to take you back to something you told me about. Farmer is out surveying his new land. People come out of an underground structure on his land, point automatic weapons at him and say, "You'll never come back here again. You no longer control this part of your land." Paul, where was that located at? Is there a geographic commonality?
The person that is the friend of this guy that inherited this ranch from his grandfather after his passing travels quite a bit, and I've been having a little problem getting a hold of this particular person. But this young man had inherited a pretty good track of land, and he really never drove it, so he was just out driving along the ranch to see what it was like. And he ran, and there's a small mesa on this property, and there was these big, giant, black steel doors, you know, and, of course, being curious, it's his land. His grandfather didn't tell him anything about it, and so he went out to try to open the doors, and all of a sudden, three black Suburbans popped out with guys with M16s, and one guy came up to him and said, "Sir, you're going to have to leave. This is U.S. government property." He said, "No, this isn't U.S. government property." He said, "This is my property. I inherited it from my grandfather." He said, "Here, I've got it right here on my phone. You can see it." He said, "Sir, I don't care what you think. This is U.S. government property. You're going to have to leave." He started giving him a little more guff, and one of the guys let the bolt fly home on that M16, and so he got in his car and left. And the funny thing about it, in that area, there was no attorney that would take the case.
I didn't know that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, it was weird to him too. So evidently, all the little country attorneys out in that area, and somebody had spoken to them. Yeah, they wouldn't even discuss it with him.
Really?
Mm-mm.
That is just, well, I ran into that when my property rights battle with McCain, but this is an incredible story here. The reason I asked the question, where is it located in relationship to the facilities we're talking about with the most recent incident?
It's got to be 50, 60 miles away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just looking for a common thread here. What's your best guess? Were we looking at portable FEMA camps or troops on the move after an EMP and they have access to facilities and showers and services? I mean, what's your guess on what you saw with regard to these residential quarters that were being transported?
I have no idea. Like I said, we see all kinds of military equipment out here, but we've never seen those.
Mm-hmm.
And they were brand new. So it's your guess is as good as mine.
Well, we're going to have to update this story as we go, and I appreciate you coming on here on the Common Sense Show. Again, tell everyone how they can follow your good work.
Revolutionradio.org.
Revolutionradio.org. Okay, sounds good. Paul, good stuff, interesting stuff. I'm glad we avoided a CDC breakout. But it sounds like there's some real danger for America here in this situation. But again, I want to remind everybody we're brought to you by Noble Gold. For the very best in storable gold, converting soon-to-be-worthless cash into gold, guaranteeing your pensions, give them a call, 877-646-5347. Paul, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate having you on, and we'll update as circumstances merit. Hey, everybody, we're back. Dave Hodges here at Common Sense Show, the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Our thanks to Paul Martin for bringing us that report on the CDC facility. That is something we're going to keep our eye on. Now, in this segment, we've got a special guest. You're familiar with him. He's been on lots of times. And we're going to be talking about 5G. And I'm talking about Ronnie McMullen. And you know him also as the Get the Tea guy. And we'll be talking about that as well, too. Ronnie, glad you could join us. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Great opportunity, always.
Well, 5G is something close to my heart, because if we don't make it close to our heart and do something, we're all going to die of brain cancer. I mean, that's my fear. Is that exaggerated?
I don't think so at all. I think this is actually a lot worse than we're even probably reporting. And we have some incredibly stupid representatives that are either on the take taking money, or they just have no IQ whatsoever.
Well, what I don't get is 5G that, you know, as people are saying, what's 5G? Well, that's going to be the broadcast band for your cell phones, Wi-Fi, and it's already been shown to be dangerous. Many, many studies. And I agree with you. They've got to be stupid, but if the ones who are aware of what they're doing, my big question is, don't they have families they got to worry about?
I don't think they care about the one thing about the global elite, you know, and I don't know much about Elon Musk because he's wanting to be a big player in this, but I don't know if they have family or the family they have is a drone, or I just really don't know. But normal people think differently. So I don't know. I just, when you have an Arizona representative saying, hey, we'll lead the way with this, and you figure out that, you know, 5G is 100 times faster than 4G, you know, what does it cost us to be impatient? You know, I mean, what is the cost for that? And people are like, you know, as it is, we're already having a meltdown with just humans being able to connect to one another, to even talk to one another. Our children, their heads are bowed, and it's not to pray. Their heads are bowed because they're buried in their phone.
Yeah.
And if they were to go to a burger stand and have burgers and sit down and have burgers together, they would actually talk to each other through the phone. They wouldn't talk to each other, like, lift their head up and say, hey, so what do you think? You like that burger? And are we going to go play, you know, basketball after this? They would text it to each other. Something's wrong. There's a major breakdown in what's going on, and all in the name of technology. I'm thinking, I could be wrong, that Atlantis had a problem with technology, and where are they?
Yeah. I wonder if that's what did them in. I mean, we don't know, but...
We don't know.
I think you're raising a really good point, but it's going to do us in. But I'm really concerned about the fact that we're dealing with people who have depraved indifference towards other human beings, but what about their own self-preservation? Forget their families. They got to walk between the towers, too.
I know. This is going to be based in Phoenix, you know. So you got Governor Doug Ducey. I think he lives down in there. You've got Arizona State Representative Jeff Weninger. And they, you know, Doug Ducey signed this into law in 2017 so that we could be a leader in torture and death. It's not like you're just going to get zapped and die. You're actually going to suffer. You're going to start losing your brain. You're going to have nosebleeds. I mean, this is a bad thing. So I want to think of, you know, what was Jeff thinking when he sponsored this Arizona House Bill 2365? You know, what was he thinking? You know, this is going to be great for my family. Of course, I don't really talk to them anyway. And, you know, they'll all get nosebleeds, but I'm good with that. And, of course, they won't be able to think right because I'll have brain cancer. That's good, too. I mean, I'd like to connect with him and just say, are you really stupid or do you drive a Bentley?
It's going to be 2 years on the short side for some people, 8 to 10 years on the downside, the outside, for the effects to really become noticeable in mass. And that representative will be termed out of office before he sees the fruits of his labor.
Yeah, and before we're able to point the finger at who's the moron. Because all of this that I'm talking about is going to be gone in a matter of a year or two. Nobody's going to know. They're like, who did that? Oh, I don't know, but it's really great because we don't have to wait for 1 second. We can just push the button and there it is. You know, I mean, all because you know, this whole wireless industry I've been against, you know. I just now moved to a Galaxy 5. Everybody's like, Galaxy 5, that's so outdated. Right. That's right, because I had a flip phone forever.
Yeah.
And a flip phone, you know, that was way past it, you know. So I miss my flip phone. It was simple and basic, and, you know, you look at the radiation those phones put off, and this is not even, we're not even touching on the stuff that's really with 5G. So I just think that the representatives that did this, you know, we need to be taking it down. I mean, if you're between those two cell towers and you live in between there, you're toast.
Well, you know, it's not just cell towers. From my understanding, in talking to people like Virginia Farver, they're going to have these mini towers that they're going to put in people's front yards. And they're going to use rights of easement to enter people's land to involuntarily make them accept these towers that transmit 5G. Because it's almost like direct current, from what I understand. You need sending and receiving stations every so many feet.
Then I'll put foil on top. I'll find what its weakness is. Every system has a weakness. And if they put it on my land and use their point of law to get on my land, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I will do something that, you know, whatever I've got to do. I don't want to plant trees there because they'll kill the trees. I mean, this is far past humans. This is gonna ruin our environment and our animals. And sometimes you can talk to people and they go, oh, we don't really care. We just want speed. Okay, but it's going to kill your little doggy. Oh, my God, really? Oh. It's funny how people care about their animals more than they care about people. But point being is it's going to affect the animals. It's going to affect the plants, the vegetation. I mean, this is going to affect us even to a point of, are we going to be able to get food?
I don't know. I've never thought about that. Is there research out there that you're aware of that these waves from the cell towers are going to destroy plant life?
Yes.
What do you know about that?
They're just saying that it's not just an issue. There's doctors involved. And they're basically saying that this is going to be a situation that's going to mess up. I mean, look at the bees. Look, the bees are all jacked up, too, and we're not even at a 5G. I mean, the people are asking right now, they're going to the EU, and they're asking for a 5G appeal. And scientists and doctors, 35 nations, submitted the European Commission demanding moratorium on the increase of cell mobile antennas for planned 5G, concerns over health effects from higher radiation expose include potential neurological impacts, infertility, and cancer. How much more can we be? So we're the situation that I'm seeing is we have these doctors and we have this technology that's basically talking about we're even going to see it in our plants. We're going to see it in our animals. Plants are, you know, very close to us. I mean, they eat some of the same stuff we do. So it's very interesting. I don't know how long it's going to take for all this to happen, but they basically say hypersensitive people will feel it first. And they're called EMRs, I guess, electromagnetic
radiation. What do they mean by hypersensitive people? What does that look like?
Intuitive is where I'd probably break it down. Intuitive people, people that are that feel more. You know what I mean? It's like I go into L.A. I'm very, very sensitive. I can go into L.A. and feel like, oh, same thing with Phoenix. I go into Phoenix, just, oh, it feels like I got a monster on my back. And, you know, I mean, I've been driving in L.A. and Phoenix for years. So there's no, it's not because, oh, well, he's scared to drive or, you know, whatever. Somebody's going to flip him off or, you know, it's none of those things. It's just there's a feeling, there's a weight in those cities. And in those cities right now, if I'm not mistaken, the 5G is not completely up yet. So they're working on it. So it's not, we're not even there yet. And they're talking about 5G will be, they're going to do it in 2019. So, no, and here's the thing, Dave, nobody's fighting this. This is like, you know, there's a few people, obviously, the scientists and the doctors, but they're going to probably get taken off the map. Just, yeah, it's very much like homeopath. The homeopath doctors, you know, they get killed because there's another way to fix yourself without drugs and pharmaceuticals and surgery, you know. And I, it was really interesting not to switch subjects here because this is going to make a big difference because we ride on a frequency and we pulse at a certain level.
Right.
So when they all of a sudden turn these things on, it's going to change everything. So we're already stressed out of our mind, and this is what's really wild because – I've been chasing something in my own body for a very long time. And believe it or not, I'm finding my problem. But my problem is I'm sitting there going, are you serious? This is the problem? So I've had some major back problems. Major. I mean, hurtful. So I went to the doctor. I'm sharing this and I'm just going to be transparent. So here we go. So I went to the doctor and I shared this and said, you know, I've got these back problems. And so they said, okay, so they did x-rays. Well, we don't see too much with an x-ray. Let's do an MRI. So they did an MRI. Guess what they found? Nada. So I'm like, okay, I guess that's great. I don't have any cancer. I don't have any tumors, whatever the case may be. But I still have this incredible amount of pain. What's going on? Anyway, I want to make this story real short. Turns out that it's nerves. That it's basically, and when I say nerves, I don't mean like nerve damage. I mean like stress. And this has been going on a very long time. So what's interesting is the plane crash that, you know, crashed in my backyard, that's kind of funny, caused things to kind of get worse. So the long and the short of it, I found out that there are certain things, I'll say that because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, that work that actually will set your back in place so you don't have the pain. And I've been, and one of them I can talk about is breathing. Just breathing. We are not breathing enough. Can you imagine that? And that's why meditation, that's why exercise and all these things is because you need to be getting your breath. And it was interesting that, and so I thought, okay, I'll try anything to get rid of pain. I started breathing. So in other words, you put your hand over your heart, you put your hand over your stomach, you hold it for just a bit. And you let it out. And you keep doing that throughout the day. Every time you think about it, do it. You're not going to believe how much less pain you will have. And I think this is mind-blowing. So this is something that, you know, are we going to be able to breathe between the cell towers? I kind of don't. I mean, yeah, we can breathe, but I'm not sure if it's going to do any good. Maybe it will because breathing, you know, changes frequency. So maybe it will, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure how this new system is going to stack up. And you put that with all the chemtrails and all the other garbage that's going on that seems to be non-stoppable. And you kind of get this dark, gloomy, like, is the world going to end here in a few years? What's your thoughts?
My thoughts are the fact that I think this is a depopulation instrument. I think this is directed at Americans. I think that this is in direct response to our insurmountable will that's culminated in the election of Trump in a populist movement. The fact that more people are paying attention to the independent media because they realize the lies were being told. I think this is a response to this.
Well, here's a few things that this thing causes. I just want to make sure everybody gets it. What this is, this will cause symptoms, okay, of poisoning. You'll have nosebleeds, headaches, eye pains, chest pains, nausea, fatigue, vomiting, tendonitis, dizziness, flu-like symptoms, and cardiac pain. That's what we get. Yay! I can hardly wait to get the 5G in my block. I can hardly wait. So isn't this kind of interesting that nobody's coming against this when that's what we get to look for?
My personal feeling is I think this has been planned for a long time. I think this is a fail-safe measure. Just my thoughts. I mean, I'm thinking about what I would do if I were the bad guys. If I couldn't get this country overturned, if I couldn't get rid of the Constitution, if I couldn't get people to submit en masse, then I'd kill a bunch of them off, and I'd do it through natural means so they wouldn't rise up. In other words, this is a stealth way of reducing population.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe I should add some more stuff to it, you know, so people really get it. There's also, they report a tight band around the head, pressure on the top of the head, short stabbing pains around the body, and buzzing internal organs. Other biological effects such as tumors and dementia usually take longer to manifest, but in the case of 5G, which has never been tested for health or safety, who knows? So that's kind of, I don't see how anybody can see that getting your stuff faster or being more connected is really worth all this.
I think it's not a trade-off. I think that, excuse me, the majority of people don't know. And I think that they're just looking at the ease of convenience for the internet.
Well, I think it's interesting because Elon Musk is set to launch the first 4,425 5G satellites in June of 2019 and blanket the Earth with 5G in breach of countless international treaties. There was a movie, trying to remember the name of it. It was like a Hawaiian movie, but it starred Bill Murray, and I think they were saying something in that flick because Bill Murray kind of played what I would call Elon Musk. And when you have so much money, sometimes they don't care, you know, because you can hire the military, you can hire CIA, you can hire all these people will play for pay. So I mean, I think the corruption level, Dave, is so high that there's maybe no saving us now, because you start picking up the sentence, who can you trust?
I'm almost at a loss for words because I see this as and they have to know what this does. No question. So one, the lethality is intentional. Secondly, they're selling it to the people who are dumber than a box of rocks that think, oh, faster computer. Oh, I'm not going to listen to those rumors about cell phones and cell towers. They're not true. And I think they're appealing to that crowd to try to gain acceptance. The problem is the voices of science have spoken. I've interviewed some of these people. I know the research dangers and what they have found. Most of us are going to succumb to brain cancer. And they're saying 2 to 10 years. 2 years for the sensitive people, as you said. 10 years before we really start to see a trend curve. And this is almost a generational effect, too. And I'll tell you what it's like, Ronnie. It reminds me of when we sprayed Corexit in the Gulf oil spill. It got into the transpiration cycle. And people now, like Dr. Wilma Subra, are saying the benzenes and all the other sidebar chemicals that are basically lethal are now made its way into our water table, into our food supply. And she's measuring people in the Gulf, not getting any traction. And she finds that people have 65 times the amount of benzenes in their body that they're supposed to have.
Yeah.
And this was intentional because he corrects it was banned in 17 countries. And the EPA let British Petroleum do it anyway. I see that event in exactly the same light as I see the 5G. We know it's bad, but we're going to do it anyway.
Oh, yeah. And why? What's at the core of this?
Yeah, what's the end game? Exactly.
Right. Money.
I agree. That's a short-term gain.
I mean, depopulation is definitely there, but I think it's money.
Short-term, I agree it's money. I totally agree with you. But long-term, there's guys sending in the smoke-filled back rooms of these, you know, basic organizations, the alphabet soups and groups like the Trilaterals that are saying, we got them now.
Yeah, I probably so. I sometimes just wonder because I think, are these people really stupid? Or are they really planning the plan of the plans? Because they don't want everybody to go because then they have no slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And really, we are slaves. We're slaves right now. We just don't know it. You know, you make $70,000 a year. You make $100,000 a year. Yay! What do you got to do for that? You got to go work your butt off, you know? And you got to listen to somebody give you orders all the time. Very few are on the top owning businesses and doing whatever. And, you know, very few. Most people are working for the other person, taking orders and whatever. So isn't that a sort of slave? We don't want to call it that because we want to say that we're making money and, you know, doing this. So, but, you know, Elon Musk, I mean, I think when you get so far up the chain, you forget humanity. You just flat out, hey, I'm going to own satellites all over the world, and who cares if we blanket this world? Because maybe in his mind, with his underground, you know, whatever he's got, he's going to be safe. But I don't feel like being a mole the rest of my life.
Where do you hide?
Yeah. You know, you go underground, and there's no light. What's that going to be like?
That begs the question, though. But where do you hide? There's nowhere to hide.
What do you mean, as far as underground?
Well, let me give you an example. What if they transfer this to HAARP? And no one's talking about this, but I thought about this. What if this technology ends up going to HAARP in the final phase, and they have earth-penetrating tomography up to 2 miles?
What if 5G is already past HAARP and we don't even know it?
I don't even want to think about that.
What if the technology in 5G makes HAARP look like a motorboat? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because let's face it, the global elite have no problem with secrets. So, do we really have all the info? You can't solve a case unless you have everything. Do we have everything? All we have is a little bit of media that's out there grabbing this, but we don't have a lot. So I just wonder how powerful this 5G is. I mean, for the way I look at it, for Elon Musk, and here's a guy that doesn't understand cash at all, to have 4,425 satellites go into and blanket the Earth, I mean, he obviously wants to be God, you know, because he would be if he had that kind of power. But what's the cost of 4,425 satellites? I don't even know what it costs to launch one satellite. Do you know, Dave?
No. But, you know, it's in the hundreds of millions.
Probably. Let's just, you know, if it was a couple million bucks or $5 million, I'm sure it's millions to put it in the air. But this is what we're facing. And he's rushing to do this. And people are saying, you know, they're talking to the leaders and saying, don't do this, don't do this. And you know what they're saying? Well, I don't know much about this. It's kind of like, well, I just gave you an orientation of what it really is about. You just got through saying you don't know anything about it. I mean, these people, that tells me that this is not about stupidity. This tells me that they're taking the blind eye so they can get the money from, you know, I mean, think about what the kickback is for this. Just turn your head while you sign this document. And the kickback will be so heavy that, you know, you'll never have to do, your kids for 100 generations will have money. And of course, I don't know if you know this, Dave, but Arizona is going to be the first on the block to have it.
Who's the state representative?
The state representative is Jeff Weninger.
Wow. And Ducey is on board with this.
And Ducey's on board, and also Gilbert Mayor, Mayor Daniels, Jen Daniels. This is a critical step in preparing our community for future jobs and technologies, and will help us tremendously as Gilbert continues to grow. I mean, all the Arizona morons are saying this is the best thing that's ever hit us. So what are we going to do? This is what it means for business, is that they can be more productive, handle bigger projects, and develop complementary technology to grow and expand. I think what the signals to the country is what we've been ready for business here in Arizona, says Representative Jeff Weninger. I hope I put enough on that one.
I wonder in the hearing part of this bill if they heard any medical evidence to the contrary. The indicator will be contraindicated. Do you know?
I think they were probably buried that information. I mean, I don't know. I'm speculating, which is probably not good. But I don't think they're going to say, well, here's this dastardly deed that we want to do. And I was just hoping that everybody can turn their head the other way while we bury this information that you probably really should know. But we don't want to put that out in the open. And it says this, in August, Mayor Daniels was awarded CTIA's first 5G Wireless Champion Award. I wonder what that award was. For being the first community in Arizona to streamline the ability of wireless companies to deploy small cells, the infrastructure for next generation 5G wireless network. So this is in Gilbert.
Well, at least it's away from us. North of Northwest Metropolitan Phoenix by about 20 miles. You're farther, but eventually it's going to reach all of us.
Oh, yeah. Quickly. Very quickly. And this is, the article I'm reading basically says all the same stuff. It's all, it's all good stuff. They're saying it's all good. We're thinking often about how we can connect our citizens both to each other and our local government. First of all, I don't want to be connected to the government. Okay? It builds trust. No, it doesn't. It creates an opportunity and an environment for economic development to thrive.
That's true.
5G is expected to bring a range of economic and social benefits that enable a variety of smart city innovations, the Internet of Things. Oh my God. This is wow. The economic opportunity that has arisen from tech innovation is amazing, Carr said. It's estimated 140 billion have flown to U.S.-based companies because of the U.S. led the world when it came to the development of 4G networks. 5G is going to be like that, but on another scale. We're in a global race to move to 5G. And the country that wins that race is going to have an economic dominance for the next day. See, we're all on money. And now actually I'm reading into this, not just money, we're reading into power. We own the 5G. We have power over you. And what else is hidden in 5G? That's the question. I bet
know.
You there's other stuff.
I know.
It is, we have phones that can totally tell you what you're doing, where you're at, turn on itself, turn off. What does 5G carry?
The ability to manipulate the entire emotional and cognitive structure of a human being. I have that on good authority. I've written about it.
See, then, this is like... This is like I Spy coming into your house and saying, okay, I'm going to watch everything you and your wife do, and I'm going to report it, and everybody's going to know what you do, and I'm probably going to make it public. And I go, okay, I've been excited for you to come. This is great. So you're basically going to follow me into every room and everything I do, and if we go to the grocery store and what we say, everything. You're going to take that, if we... We have an argument. You're going to report all of that. Yes, I am. That's great. Gosh, I'm excited about this. This is really cool. So when I go in the bedroom at night, you're going to be there too? Yes, I am. Wow. That's great.
Make voyeurism a new national sport.
Oh, it already is. So you see what I'm saying? I mean, people go, oh, come on, Roddy, you're over the edge here. No, I'm not.
You're not over the edge. Look, I've talked to Vance Davis, formerly of the NSA. I've talked to other people off the record. They have the ability right now with this technology to control thoughts, control actions, implant voices in people's heads. That was demonstrated in 1997 by Nick Begich to the European Union.
Yep.
This technology is 22 years old, minimum. So knows how far it's come. So you ask about what they're going to do. It's the way to make the population docile.
I can't remember the Tom Cruise movie. But again, all movies tell you what they're going to say and them are going to do.
Minority Report. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. That was it. So basically with having, you know, Mr. Agent in there, it's a phone. But if you say, boy, I'm mad at you. Boom, boom. Knock, knock, knock. You know, you're mad at your wife.
Sure.
Yes. Okay, but we're going to arrest you because you were going to kill her. No. I was just mad at her. Yeah, but anger leads to murder. Well, yeah, I'm sure it does, but that's not the kind of anger that doesn't matter. You can explain it to the courts.
I hear you. And that's going to be where a lot of this is going to be in the pre-crime. Ronnie, do you have anything? I know Get the Tea does miracle stuff. I love what it does. You know what it's done for me, what it's done for people in my audience. But let me ask you, can it do anything for this?
I wish.
Yeah, I hear you.
Maybe the foil package putting it on our heads. I don't know, but no, I have nothing against. There's nothing against this. I mean, we're going to be cooked on the inside out. That's the thing. There is no armor for this other than taking the cell towers down and destroying the cell towers.
Well, I still think there's a little armor. I think the more you beef yourself up, the more resistant you are to the negative effects.
Yeah, but this affects the body. I mean, they're very clear about that. I mean, you'd have to have, you know, unless you're wearing some kind of helmet or something, you know, which, you know, I guess we could do that. You know, I don't know.
Makes a lot of sense to me. Absolutely right.
Well, I know a lot of the power lines in Los Angeles, and when they're in a major community, people have had cancer just from the power lines.
Yes.
Can you imagine what the 5G is going to be?
Especially when they dump those little portable towers in your front yard. They're about 3 to 5 feet high.
Yeah.
And trust me, I've seen the specs for this. This is not something that we think they're going to do. We know they're planning to do it. They've manufactured them.
They're telling us they're doing it.
Oh, I know. Let's talk about Get the Tea. Let's talk about what we can control with our how we feel and how we're functioning. What's new at Get the Tea?
Well, we have some new things coming in another month or so, but it's really actually the tea itself, and maybe this has been said before, but the tea itself is absolutely something, especially with, you know, we just had a bunch of storms. And I was seeing all the low clouds, and it was kind of cool. And I was like, oh, I don't have to see the chemtrails geoengineering. And all of a sudden, I heard of jets, mini jets. So you can't see them because the clouds are there. So long and the short of it is we're getting hammered with lots of chemicals in our water, in our air. I wouldn't be without the tea. I drink it every single night. You know, I'm the CEO. I drink it every single night. This is not just about pitching it to people. This is about survivors are going to be on tea. I'll tell you that right now.
Sure.
Survivors are going to say, I want that tea because it's going to clean out all kinds of stuff. And to the point, I can't even tell you everything it does because the suits will get me. So all you have to know is that it's going to help you detox, cleanse. Maybe that'd be the better word. And I wouldn't be caught, you know, because people say, well, you know, you had caught a lot of supplements. Yes, I do. And they're very, very good. But if somebody said you got one thing to pick, doesn't matter what the number of finances, whatever, you got one thing to pick from your website to be with, what would you pick? Get the tea, Life Change Tea.
I know. I like the Allison. I like the other stuff you have, but I agree with you. The tea is the base product. You know, one thing, speaking about things that endanger us, we have a situation where we know most pathogens will not touch 10% of the population. Doesn't matter if it's Ebola or if it's natural. Yeah. you usually have about a 10%, you know, escape percentage for people from not being infected. I'm just wondering if products like this can't help enhance that number a little bit by beefing up immune system functioning, beefing up other things that add to health and might serve as a buffer and resistance.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you're talking about Allicin and the garlic, I mean, you're talking about a whole new ballgame. You know, a whole new ballgame, what that does for immunities. The tea, another thing. The colostrum for people who are having stomach problems. And we have the chocolate colostrum on sale this month. And, by the way, I'm going to extend one more month. If you mention Dave in the coupon code, D-A-V-E, made it real easy, you can get free shipping. So no matter what you buy, you're going to get free shipping. You can buy a 1 pound colostrum on sale and turn around, put Dave in the coupon code, and going to get free shipping. So we're going to extend that another month. So until the next time you talk to me, I'll be on the show.
That is terrific. We're going to definitely push that from our end. So just remember, D-A-V-E to get the free shipping. And I have to tell you, I'm taking the Allicin, and I've had really good results with it. And that's why I know the tea is the base product, but these other products are really, really effective too. And there's things that I think that we need to be taking in combination. And I know you've got lots of educational material on your website that kind of directs people about this is for that and so forth and so on. And I want to invite people to go up there to getthetea.com to check it out. Remember, my name, to get the free shipping. Absolutely fantastic. Ronnie, this is kind of a downer.
I've got a good thing real quick. So you can go to, there's a webinar and get the tea. It is not this coming, it's not today, it's next Monday, the 25th of February. It is at 5 o'clock Pacific time. You can learn all about it and get a special coupon code. So webinar is really good, and that will be a plus because then you can hear about what it does for you and how it's good for you and everything else. Those are all pluses. So
sounds
again,
great.
We don't have to finish on a bad note.
Sounds really good. I appreciate that. Well, Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for educating us about this danger. Maybe this in part will help serve as a call to action. But again, thank you for joining us on the Common Sense Show.
Thank you so much, Dave.